Welcome to I Talk to Ghosts, the podcast that spares you a night of sitting up alone in a moonlit graveyard waiting for the ghosts. I'll bring them to you. I'm your host, Jennifer, a professional psychic medium, and I am so happy that you decided to haunt me this evening. By now, you know how much I cherish a good ghost story, and the one thing that makes the spookiness better is to share it with spooky friends. So yes, I'm so thankful for you being here, and I'm moved by your presence. Speaking of moving, tonight I want to give a spooky special showcase to apports, objects that vanish and reappear by a paranormal influence. Personally, I think this is one of the creepier aspects of a haunting. It's freaky, right? It defies physics and logic, and quite simply, ghost or not, no one likes it when someone moves your stuff. This phenomena seems to be on the rarer side of haunting, maybe, but I can tell you that I've personally experienced it in two different homes I've lived in with no explanation to be found. And in one case, I'm still waiting for an object to reappear. But first, tonight, I'm going to share with you tales that I've discovered in books and online that may move you to shiver and perhaps double check that you're still alone in your house. Are you ready? Let's begin. My dad used to visit some clients who lived in a creepy, isolated farmhouse. People claimed to have seen ghosts and spirits around the farm since the 1850s, and the owners of the house joke about it frequently. On one visit to his clients, they sat in an empty room around a desk. Now, this room was literally vacant, apart from the desk. No bookshelves, no furniture. They were discussing the area when my dad brings up the ghosts spotted on the farm, and the clients tell him about a middle-aged man who died there around 60 years ago. Ten to 20 minutes go on, and they go into more business-related stuff. Then literally, out of nowhere, drops an obituary. A freshly cut obituary. My dad picked it up and inspected it. It belonged to that very man they were discussing earlier. And to clarify, there was nothing in the room for it to fall from. I think about researching more about that man, but I just can't gather the nerve to do it. Here's another story for you tonight, dear listener. I am always careful about how and where I place my possessions. I had been on a camping trip with baggage limited to what I needed and what could fit into a small space. A regularly used item that I took with me on that trip was a velveteen pouch containing 25 natural gray runestones, each about 1 inch diameter and a little heavy. I packed the pouch of stones with a few other items in a black nylon zipper bag. On each of the 10 days I was away, I used the stones at least once, carefully returning them to their special pouch and that pouch in the nylon zipper bag each and every time. I was traveling and camping alone in my own tent, and no one in the neighboring tents even knew I had them. In any case, I specifically remembered using them and replacing them in their pouch and the zipper bag minutes before packing everything into my car to return home. Tired by the time I finally got back, I decided to sleep immediately and unpack all my stuff in the morning. I lived alone, so there was no one else to be disturbed by the heap of luggage in the middle of the floor overnight. Come morning, the first thing I wanted was those stones. The black nylon bag was exactly where I'd packed it, but the pouch of stones was not in the bag. I couldn't believe it. I opened that zipper all of the way, turned the bag inside out. There was nothing in that bag. Alarmed, I carefully searched every cubic inch of my luggage, returning in disbelief several times to that empty black bag. But my pouch of stones was nowhere to be found. I couldn't understand it. I knew I brought those stones home. It was maddening. I wasn't overlooking anything. I hadn't had time to misplace anything even if I had been careless. Nevertheless, I continued for days to search all over my house in places where I knew they wouldn't be. The pouch of stones simply wasn't anywhere. I had to give up. A couple of weeks later, I needed that black nylon bag for something else. I opened the closet where I kept my luggage and reached for the bag. To my astonishment, it was heavy. There was something inside of it. I unzipped it, and there was my pouch of stones, exactly where they were supposed to be. I really wish I knew where they went when they took that trip of their own. Book a medium reading with me. If you have a past loved one you would like to connect with, a spirit reading can be an amazing and never spooky experience. Every medium is different, but I strive to give you specific details that align only to you and your loved ones. Curious? Visit italktoghosts.com for links to book with me. I can't wait to meet you. Welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. I do have two personal stories tonight that are examples of apports, objects that vanish and reappear, objects that appear out of nowhere, and objects that perhaps vanish for good, never to be found again. My objects aren't anything particularly sexy. They are very random household items. But there is a strangeness surrounding their appearing and disappearing. The first one I'll tell you about, the object of all things, was a knife. I have an antique couch in my living room. And trust me, when I brought this couch home, I took off all the cushions and even flipped the seat cushions over and examined them to see if one side was more sun-faded than the other. And not only that, when I brought this couch home, the cushions had been removed and everything was brought in separately. So this couch was thoroughly examined. And then I had a friend over and they were sitting on the couch and I was in the kitchen within eyesight, and all of a sudden they said, "Why is there a knife in your couch?" And they pointed at it, and there was indeed a blade sticking up in between the two cushions. We pulled it out and looked at it, and this was like a serrated steak knife, and it had this wooden handle, and I gotta tell you, this knife doesn't match any of the knives in my house. I have standard silverware where it's all metal, no wooden handle or anything like that. And I've never seen this knife before in my life. And I cannot think of one scenario in which that knife would have ended up in my couch pointing out the way it was, kind of dangerously. I didn't have anyone over who brought their own silverware or anything like that. It's just a complete mystery. I guess if you want to look at it from a paranormal type event, maybe the knife had disappeared when the previous owner happened to be eating on their couch and the knife went poof. And then who knows how many years later that knife showed up again. Do I still have it? Yeah, I still have the couch. No, I'm kidding. Yes, I still have the knife. It's in the silverware drawer. I don't really know what to do with it. Why throw it away? I'm certainly not going to keep it in the couch. And for my other story this evening, this one is just as much of a puzzle to me. When I first moved into my current home, there was small repairs that needed to be done around the house, one of which was there was a chip in the porcelain of the tub. So I think one of the first things I bought was a tube of porcelain repair, and I fixed the chip in the tub. Incidentally, there is also a chip in the bathroom sink downstairs. And every time I happened to notice that chip, I thought to myself, gosh, I gotta bring down the porcelain repair from upstairs. It was sort of one of those out of sight, out of mind things. I would remember when I saw the chip, and then I would go upstairs and completely forget to look for the porcelain repair. And the repair just never happened. Forward to 2 years later, I'm in the bathroom upstairs and I look and that porcelain repair tube is sitting on the bathroom counter. And that just was very strange. And I asked Maxwell if he had put it there and he's like, I don't even know what that is. And it creeped me out enough that I took a picture of it, like I always do. I kind of just didn't know what to do about it, and I let it sit there on the counter for, it was probably a day and a half. And then one morning, I went out to run an errand before Maxwell even woke up for the day. And when I came back home, he was still sleeping. And I happened to go into the bathroom, and the porcelain repair tube was gone. And guess what? It has never returned. I have no idea where it went. And of course, I looked through the whole bathroom, all the drawers and everything, and it's just gone. It's just gone. Will this object ever return? I'll let you know if it does. And with that, dear listener, we've reached the end of this episode of I Talk to Ghosts. I hope you enjoyed the topic and the stories that I've shared with you this evening. And as always, wherever you go, in your wanderings in this life or the next, come back and visit me. Have a lovely evening and good night. If you listen to my podcast, you have to be like me. You love listening to spooky stories. I'm excited to say that Audible is a sponsor of this podcast. Audible's storytelling keeps me company no matter what other task I'm doing. And you know what? Listening can also keep my stress at bay because my mind is being drawn into the stories I'm listening to. Sign up and try it now by visiting audibletrial.com/ghosts. I'll also have a link for you in my episode description notes that you can click on. Happy spooky reading!